Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined me today. Today is Questions with the Queen, episode number 52, you guys. That means I've given you one straight year of Questions with the Queen, and it has been a wonderful year indeed. I love giving this show. It is so powerful because I am truly serving the needs of the people that follow me. I've been asked a question for every week, and actually some weeks I get two or three questions, and I just try to archive them so I will have them to answer when a person asks me something. But this week's question is, how can you make it through the summer blues in your business? And you guys, I will tell you, as school has gotten out and kids are out and people are getting ready for their summer trips, and people are doing all kind of neat stuff in the summer. Relatives may be coming in. They may be going on trips of a lifetime. You know, they may be doing a number of things during the summer, you guys. But I want to tell you, if you want to keep a business going during the summer, there are certain things that you have to put in place. First of all, you need to decide. Just decide if you want to take 3 months off from business and just play around, or if you want to keep business going. And the reason that I say that, you guys, is I will be perfectly honest with you. Not a lot of people can really beat teachers and what kind of gig that they have going on. And I tell teachers that all the time. You guys still have the best job in the world, because even though it might be stressful, you get those breaks in between time. And it's times like the summer, when you have all of those weeks off, you guys, you can't beat that with a stick and still being able to get paid. That is amazing. So same thing with us with our business. If you want to indeed take this summer and do some traveling or vacationing or, you know, going to exotic places or whatever, you've got to decide, number one, can your business stand that? Can your business stand for you to be away? Because here's what I know. Unless you have a business that's set up on residual income, when you walk away from your business never makes as much money as though you were there. Let's just be honest and upfront. If I decide I'm going to leave for 3 months, guess what? I'll probably go 3 months with no revenue. Even though things could stay afloat a little bit, they're not going to stay afloat the same way they would as if you were there taking care of things. So, I mean, I just have to be honest and upfront with that. People many times will say, oh, my business can operate by itself. You guys, studies have shown even when you retire, and let's just say you retire and you say that I am going to retire and I'm going to take a portion of the money as, you know, my payment for starting the business or whatnot, as your severance packet, I guess you would call it, but since you're the owner, it's a little bit different. I just tell you this. When you walk away from your business, even if you decide, hey, I've got a great person in charge, whatnot, they can do wonderful things with it, your business will never, never make as much money as when you are running it yourself. Millionaires will tell you when they step off the day-to-day operations, things are never as good as they made it. So with that being said, when you start something that's from your love of your heart, you guys, you've got to decide, is it worth you taking, you know, 3 months off or just really not focusing on anything in the summer? I'm going to say no, you guys. But let me just put it like this. If you want to, if that's what you choose to do, please do this. At least set up some things so it looks like you're still in business. And I would say the first thing is if you're on social media, set up those predetermined posts through Hootsuite. You can still keep your business visible even when you're out and about. And I would say even do some lifestyle posts onto your thread. Many times, you guys, what y'all see from me is just me doing life. And that's what's so important. And I do that on my personal thread. I'll be honest with you. On the business, I share more business type of stuff. I still offer a lot of tips and techniques and whatnot. But I really want to share my life on my personal thread and let people know exactly what I do and how I do it. I have no problem sharing because I know there's enough for everybody, you guys. So you've just got to decide, what do you want to be the face of in the summer? If you know that you want the summer to be different than when you normally do business, hey, just let it be. I'm out for the summer, you know, and just let people know what's going on. But I will tell you, you probably will take a hit, and your fall will not be as good as if it would have been if you would have stayed around. Here's what I do, you guys, and I started this for 2016. I take many vacations all year long. And part of the time, I'm usually going on some type of conference or something like that, so I can not only learn but have fun as well. This weekend, I'll be going to a conference in Houston. So not only am I celebrating my anniversary, but I'm also spending one day in a conference. So, you guys, I'm so super excited about that because I just believe that's the best way to handle business. Not only is it a tax write-off, but it's a way to have a little fun as well. So you decide how you want your business to look for the summer, and you go for that. Number two is I really want you to consider maybe if you want to do something different, just work a four-day work week or work a three-day work week. If you need a break and you really know that summer is it for you, hey, always have a long weekend. You know, work Tuesday through Thursday. You know, it's your business. And what I want to impress upon you is you can do whatever you want with your business. When you decide that, hey, my schedule will be altered and I will not be doing things the way I normally do them, that's okay. Just put some other things in order. Just put some other things where you can get some things done. So I just encourage you to do that. Number three thing that I would suggest that you do, get some help. This is time for a virtual assistant or, you know, if you can have someone in your office with you, I would suggest that because the physical presence is always better than virtual. And I will tell you that just plain and honest. People still want a physical person answering their phone. People still want the physical touch. I know we do a lot of things now that are more, more technical with the social media and whatnot, but just remember, people want a physical touch, you guys. People want to meet and greet you, and they want to feel like they're a part of your life, you know, and I just want to share that with you because that is so important. So if you need an assistant, go ahead and get yourself one. You know, I just would suggest that you know you have perfectly, you have perfectly good boundaries and perfectly good instructions of what you want and what you need to have happen. Here's what I know, you guys. When people have instruction, things are better. When people don't have instruction, things can get a little crazy. It really can. So don't leave it up to them. Have some job descriptions of what you want to have done and what you want to see. You know, I know one of the things that I need right now currently, and I'm getting with my family about this, is I need some assistance with paperwork management. I need some assistance with somebody coming in and filing for me, you know, because I'm out in the community. I'm the face of Rod Core. I'm the face of Cheryl Jones, Queen of Hearts. So guess what? Many times the paperwork are just in stacks in my office, needing to go in the charts, needing to do this, needing to do that. You guys, that's key. That is so key to find someone that can help you with that. And if you don't, you're going to find yourself in piles and piles of paperwork. So I just encourage you to decide what you want to do. Consider doing an alternative schedule and add you an assistant that can take over things while you're not present. Fourthly, what I would suggest that you do to beat the summer blues, you guys, is find something that you're passionate about. You know, many times we can allow, you know, everybody else having fun, let's make something fun up for you to do. I am the world's best in planning for events. I will tell you that. I love events. As a matter of fact, for 2017, I have about 28 events scheduled. So I'm super excited about that, you guys, because not only do I see the need, people want to connect on a different level nowadays, you guys. People want to have fun. People want to be, just have some fun, meet people, interact with others. It's important. It is so important that we give that to each other, that we become that person to, you know, just really show our passion, show our love, show our everything to others. So I want you to find something that you're passionate about and work on that. Number five is, you guys, I really want you to decide if you want to do a joint venture. Summer is a wonderful time because people seem to be a little bit more relaxed or whatnot. It is an incredible time to really get with somebody You know, get with somebody that you think that you could possibly joint venture with. This is the time to figure out, man, can we bring anything to the table that would be fantastic? And when you decide, get through the summer. If you have something that's debuting in October, hey, get with them now. Start filling out all the details. I am such a detailed person in terms of, okay, this is what we need. We need this, this, and this. And start working on those things now. You would be surprised, but you think, oh, man, this is the beginning of the hot summer. You'll be surprised, and you'll wake up, and it'll be August 31st. And September, Labor Day, will be rolling around, and you're thinking, where did the time go? Where did the time go? So decide. Joint ventures might be something for you. You know, many times people don't realize, even sometimes if the joint venture doesn't bring you any money, just sometimes getting your name out there as another person, as another trusted authority, another person that can be a trusted source to go to for, I have found myself now getting invited to so many different things, and so many people wanting me to come out and do videos and talk with them or whatnot. You guys, that's all because I'm out there. If anything falls in my lap, it's because my lap is out there, you guys. So I just want you to consider doing a joint venture, going in with somebody you don't know, and possibly it might be a good thing for you. And number six, you guys, if you don't do anything else to beat the summer blues, I want you to do some planning. I want you to plan for fall 2016. I want you to plan for 2017 on paper. Just get it out there. How many people do you want to serve? What does that look like for you? Do you want to do any events? What does that look like? Just get out of your box and figure out some things that are out of the box for you and just go ahead and plan them. And I just encourage you to do the best you can to make your year and make your summer something that you will not suffer any blues. Just make it something that will be fun and exciting. Let me quickly go over those six tips again. Number one is decide what you want to do. Decide if you want to work less or what is your game plan for the summer. Just decide. Number two is decide if you want to do an alternate schedule. This is a perfect time when more people, more businesses are relaxed. Just do an alternate schedule. You know, just do something with reduced hours. Number three, you can add an assistant, you know, somebody to come in and help. I would say virtual or physical, either one that works for you. Number four is find a passionate project, that's something you could really put your heart and soul into and really find out more about it. Number five is joint venture. Decide if you want to go in with somebody and do something. I have joined with a photographer, and I will be bringing a breast cancer games versus fashion stomp out breast cancer. So I'm super excited about that. So just doing a joint venture with somebody. And many times, you guys, it's not for money. It may be just get your name out there. And number six is plan for the fall of 2016 and plan for 2017. I hope you have a wonderful Wednesday. This has been Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with Questions with the Queen for the Wednesday episode number 52, 1 year of giving you Questions with the Queen. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.